재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are just taking a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, today it is Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 10월 21일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나올까요? Well, let's take a look here. This one is nice and short, and it came out in 1997. 1997년에 나오는 헤드라인인데 this one here is going to be talking about test taking. So we'll read it off in Korean first and then we'll take a look at it in English. It says here
이런 선물 받으면 합격한대요.
One more time. This one's really short, so we'll do it one more time really slowly.
이런 선물 받으면 합격한대요.
Now, what we're talking about is a gift like this, that 이런 there is when we're talking about like this. So 선물, of course, you guys should know 선물 by now. 선물 is, of course, gift. So a gift like this, 이런 선물 받으면. So if you get this kind of gift, if you receive this gift, 합격한대요. You'll pass the test. You will pass, because 합격하다 is to pass a test here, but that 대요 here is kind of to be, it is to be said. It's said you'll pass the test. And of course, you guys know 수능 here is the college scholastic ability test here, and that test was coming up at the time in 1997, and there were all these products coming out at the time targeting students who were nervous about these tests. And so there are all these different kind of things for middle school and high school students, ranging from things like forks and darts and tweezers and toilet tissues and hand mirrors. Now, hold on here. The reason they say this here, I had to look this up. There is meaning to this. No one's just giving around forks for no reason. This isn't like Ariel from The Little Mermaid. We have reasons for this. The forks actually have meanings, the forks and darts. So they're saying like 잘 찍어라. 잘 찍어라. So that's basically, you know, the way you have a fork that stabs something or a dart that stabs a board. It's kind of saying, take a good guess, stab it well, you know, 잘 찍어라. And the tweezers, you know, a tweezer is called a 족집게. 족집게. So 족집게처럼 잘 맞추라. 잘 맞추라. And that's kind of saying, do like, kind of like a tweezers, do a good job of getting it right, you know, or even like the mirror. You guys can probably guess the mirror. It's like 잘 봐라, like, you know, kind of you solve it, you know, like kind of do a good job, like good luck on your exam, or even like the, you know, the toilet paper is kind of the 잘 풀어라, like solve it well. You guys can guess the mirror. I don't have to go into detail here, but basically it all had these good meanings on to take the exam, but there were some people who thought it was kind of taking advantage of these people, and then there were some people who thought, no, it's just wishing them good luck. So I kind of want to get your opinions. What are your thoughts on this? And also, do you have any kind of myths related to taking tests in your country? Let me know in the live stream page. I would love to hear your thoughts.
네, 여러분은 시험을 볼 때 뭐 선물을 받아보신 적이 있나요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다.
And now let's listen to our next song here. It is called 선물 and it's by Melomangsu. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we were just enjoying the soothing sounds of 멜로망스, talking about 선물, and how when we take tests, at least here in Korea, there are a lot of different myths
related to it here. Now, at the time, I had mentioned in the headline in 1997, 1997년에, they had all these different kind of gifts you could give out at the time there for, you know, taking the test well. And I'd been curious about your thoughts. I have opinions. I don't want to ruin your opinions with mine, so I want to hear your thoughts on them. Adrian Linga says, oh, we don't give gifts here in the Philippines. Instead, we just share these memes spreading all over the social media that you'll fail if you don't share those, like these bananas and such. I feel like sharing the memes is the new way to kind of join together and be like, we're suffering together or we're passing together. I feel like internet, you know, social media, that's the way to go. And it saves money, right? The Lost Angel says, myths? I don't think we have any. My grade school English teacher did tell me once not to study immediately before an exam because you might forget everything else. I don't know where that came from. Well, I would say I am the opposite of what your teacher says. I am the type that does really well by cramming right before the exam. I am not the type that does well by planning out weeks and weeks and weeks because I stress myself out. But my brain just locks on the night before and suddenly I'm like a computer and then I take the exam and then I forget it all. And finally, I got a message here from 0047 or 0047님. It says, don't know about gifts, but my mom would always make me a hearty breakfast in the morning, usually some kind of soup to warm me up. High school seniors will need a warm meal this year for Suning, as it's been rescheduled for early December because of Corona. I have heard it got rescheduled, and yes, I feel like everyone needs a good warm meal. Make sure we don't, like, you know, have any miyeokguk or anything like that. In Korea, this is another myth that we have. If you take an exam, do not have seaweed soup because 시험 떨어질 거예요. You will slipperily slide off the test and fail your exam. Instead, you need to eat sticky things so that you 붙일 거예요. That's what you, if you eat sticky things, then you'll pass the exam. So a lot of people will eat like rice cakes and things before an exam to take it well. But anyway, I love hearing all your thoughts and all the things that you do in your countries or what's going on here in Korea. Thanks for sharing your messages. But as you know, we do have one more headline to get to, so let's get to it. Hanguk에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. That's right, everyone, here at Headline Korean. I'm going to take this headline, break it on down, and give you those keywords and key phrases that you need in order to understand what's going on here in Korea. So, keep yourself updated with the latest in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's article is going to be about something very yummy and delicious. I'm going to get right to it. It's about steamed buns. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 호빵에 관한 내용이네요. Oh, I love 호빵. It's so delicious. So let's just get right into this. Tackle it first in Korean and then switch it on over into English. It says, 호빵의 계절이 돌아왔다. 편의점 이색 호빵 출시 본물. And what we're talking about here is how the season of steamed buns, the 호빵의 계절, that is the season of steamed buns, because 계절 is the term for season, and 호빵 is the steamed buns, and 돌아왔다 is a term for, like, coming back. It has returned to the 편의점s here, the convenience stores. And it's saying how there's these unique buns, these kind of 이색. 이색 is the term for unique, and how that at these convenience stores, they're flooding. They're just pouring out, bursting out, 본물. That's the term for bursting out. All these different unique buns are kind of coming out at these stores, launching at the stores, the 출시 there. And the reason is because in Korea, for those of you who don't live here, during the fall and winter months, we love the 호빵. It is so delicious. They usually are filled with my least favorite thing, which is the pot. It's, red bean. Gross. But they also have the vegetable one, which is delicious. I do love the vegetable one. But they sell them at the 편의점, and apparently, according to a convenience store, sales increased 72% this past week because temperatures dropped below 10 degrees Celsius. And so, people kind of gone out and been starting to buy all these 호빵. But what's cool is these new flavors have been taken
taking off. So recently there was a new one that's banana flavored. I tried it. Mm, chef's kisses. It's amazing. It's this banana steamed bun that's got this banana custard inside of it. There's also these cream cheese buns that has this like deep cheese flavor inside the soft bun. Oh, it's so good. And they're getting all these new toppings now that you can get. So highly recommend trying it. If you ever come to Korea, get your hands on one during the winter months. They keep you nice and warm and they just taste delicious. They're a great dessert as well. But yeah, I'm kind of curious if you've ever had the chance to try a hoppang. And if you haven't, what kind of topping would you like to try? Let me know in the live stream page. Would love to hear your thoughts. 네, 여러분은 호빵 좋아하시나요? 어떤 맛을 제일 좋아하시나요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. And now let's listen to our next song here. The song is called 안꼬와 찐빵 and it's by KCM.